We had like a wish list that we hoped was going to fall in place for us later on, and ultimately some players went elsewhere, went to the Championship, I'd have to say in the top end of the Championship, but players that we thought we might have had a good chance of getting. But we needed to fill some positions on the pitch, we needed to create some competition, we needed to make sure that we didn't leave ourselves too short in certain areas. We've tried to cover the areas of the pitch that we felt we needed to. Opportunity for these young lads who've come in will dictate whether they can help us get the job done.
I bet you're pleased you got Downing through the door later on, aren't you, bearing in mind what's happened since?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we got that scan results earlier in the day. It just intensified things. We had a few targets in that position, and we worked hard on a few of them, to be honest, and Paul being one of them, and we knew we needed to cover that position. We've also got Derek, who started his career as a centre-half. He's left-footed, and Charlie was not the problem at the time. It was the other side, it was a right-sided one, and so we felt as if we, in an ideal world, we'd have gone for a right-sided central defender. You know, I'm not sure two left-footers really works. Paul Downing is a player that was a young boy along with likes of Romain Sawyers and Sam Manton at West Brom 10 years ago when I was the manager there, and I think he's what I call a footballing central half, really. He picks the right pass from the back, he plays with composure. He's almost a younger version of Elliot Ward, really, who will bring some composure. And when we're under pressure, he won't just boot it out of play. He'll stick the ball to the midfield play and we'll be able to counter-attack away. So, but there's still aspects of his game that he still needs to work on and develop, as all these players that we signed on the last day do. You know, young Rakim is a fantastic specimen of a young footballer, really. He's got all the attributes that I'm pretty sure in a few years' time he'll be grace in the Premier League, but here he is with us. He'll await his opportunity to get on the grass and show everybody how dynamic he is, how good at passing he is, how them spider legs come out and win the ball back, and how he can go from box to box in a blink of an eye. But you know, he needs opportunity at this moment. In most of the parts of the pitch we're still settled, and so I'll move on to Sam Hart. He's been told that Derek's. He's our left back. He will be playing. He's got to come. He's a young boy. He's not alone. He's a contracted player now for Blackburn Rovers. And but what I do know is, as I studied him, he's fantastically fast. He's 6'2". He's got a wand of a left foot. He can run all day. He's got the attributes to be a top player. And what he needs to find is the personality now to show on the grass in game day that he can do the job. And we'll give him an opportunity over the term of his contract. It's down to him to try and, you know, knock Derek off his perch. And it's just creating competition is all we tried to do on that last day and make sure we covered in all areas.
I couldn't fail to be impressed when Sam told us the other day that he loves a tackle. He likes to get a foot in. And as a defender, that's probably what you'd love to hear, isn't it?
When I watch Sam Hart, it's if you watch some of his clips when he's playing either for Liverpool under 23s or when he was playing at Port Vale on loan, when you click onto his best actions, the first five or six of them are smashing, crunching tackles. And to be honest, I had David Lowe in my ear saying, he's the one, Gaffer, he's the one. And yet, here he is on our training pitch, as fast as Dominic Samuel in his statistics. He's right up there, lightning fast, 6'2", lean, lovely left foot. I feel as if we just have to nurture, really, I think. And he has to wait his opportunity. It's, you know, everybody has to be on their toes. Derek has to realise now that he's got a genuine threat behind him, that he's wanting his place in the team, and that's just competition. That said, it's important that, you know, like a young Jack Doyle realise as well, it's creating competition within the football club. You can't just have one left back and then a young kid miles, you know, down the ladder. You need to create competition at all levels, and so Jack has to keep pushing on really hard as well, and push Sam, and who knows, it's down to them, really. That's my job, is to make sure the football club is well stocked in every position, and then create the competition within the players, and that's what we'll do.
Without asking you your team, because you wouldn't tell me it anyway, is it fair to assume that Paul Downing, at his age and experience, is kind of further up the pecking order than the other two because of the area that you need and because he's got far more experience?
Maybe so, but I'd have to say, you know, if Mulgrew's fit, Mulgrew plays. And I think that's a given. It's at this moment in time, he's, you know, he's very, very focused. He's He's playing for Scotland. He's trying to help Scotland get to Russia in the World Cup. He's a very focused individual. Like we've talked about Charlie. I think behind that, I'd have to say the last couple of games, Elliot Ward has been a rock. Really, we've tinkered with the team a little bit. We've had to play a little bit deeper with different personnel. So if Lenehan's there steaming around as he does and charging across the pitch and sliding the ball out and making tackles, then you can afford to play a little bit higher up and press teams. With the personnel at the moment, we sit a little bit deeper, but we've got some pace on the pitch at the top end of the pitch now to be able to break away and ask questions of teams if they get caught too high up the pitch. So it's just about trying to put a balance on the pitch. Downing at this moment fits the criteria of a team that would defend a little bit deeper, keep the game in front of him, not press all over the pitch high up. And again, he has to wait for his opportunity, and but I'm sure that will come, because 2 and 3 games a week for Elliot is sometimes a really difficult call. And I need to give Paul some opportunity to play as well. And it'll be down to him when he gets in the team. If he's helping the team win games and keep clean sheets, then there's real genuine competition there.